Welcome to the Spinfoil Theory Podcast. We are your hosts. I am the undying Taylor B, and this here's the Bagels.
Hi.
That's right. This podcast is meant to be an advanced session. That is to say, we are not here to teach you. We expect you to have like a background knowledge of the stuff we're talking about while we're going over it. That isn't to say we like can't answer questions or do anything. And just be really exclusive about it, but like we're not, I'm not here to give you the whole background on it, on everything we're talking about. So with that being said, let's go into it here. The Bagels, tell everyone about yourself.
Well, I am the Bagels. I've been around Destiny since the Alpha, and I've been, the resident Triumph Hunter for quite a while here. Just trying to do my thing, and I've been recently getting more into the lore a little bit. And Taylor B here, he's like, "Let's start a podcast." So that's why I'm here. I'm
It's
just here
true.
for the fun time, and to kind of go through our thoughts on a couple of topics, and go from there.
The Bagels is not kidding. And he's being really modest. Like, he has the highest fucking score I've ever seen. We also curse on this podcast. Sorry if you have a kid. I just taught the fucking word too, but that wasn't my, you're just gonna have to live with it now. Like that is part of their lexicon. But me and the Bagels, we're proud clan mates. We play all the time. But yeah, it's one thing to go out and read all the lore, but like this guy's like played all of it. Even the shit that they don't even write about, he's done it. Like his score is up there, and there's gonna be a lot that I think can get lost only reading something or not playing through the missions. So I think we are going to try to bring both sides to the table. Like I play a lot too, but like, oh God, the Bagels. And our whole goal here is just to have a sort of, maybe like a Siskel and Ebert-esque. We're going to talk about a subject, say whether or not we think it's plausible, and just try to have fun while we do it. So without further ado, this week's topic is been very popular since this. Well, it was popular last season too, but it's been very popular this season. In the season of the Dawn, since we brought back Saint 14, someone who was like classically dead. And so a lot of people have been asking, can we bring back Cade 6? And we are going to give some of our thoughts about that here. I think Bagels, you cool? You want me to go first, or?
Go for it.
All
Yep,
right.
Devin.
So, for me to start with, I don't think we can do it. I think that it's a great idea, but if we kind of look at how we were able to bring Saint 14 back to life, it really hinges on the fact that he was inside the Vex network. If he were anywhere else, like on any other planet, I think we'd end up in a situation like in the rest of the system, like Mars, Nessus, Earth, what have you. We have to put up these obelisks in game to try and like stop the timelines from merging. So like in that way, like yeah, we could go back in time and try to do it, like leave the Vex network once we go back, but I think we'd be kind of stuck there, and it wouldn't be like anything we'd done since that moment, like that change in timeline, just like wouldn't have to count. We'd have to do it over again. So I don't think that's how we're using the sundial and the Vex network to sort of change things. I feel like we'd even be stuck with not able to save Saint if we had to go back in time, is sort of my initial thoughts on it.
And I tend to agree. Just frankly, there's multiple issues with trying to bring Cade back, and most of them extend from if we're trying to use a sundial to do it. It's a like Taylor said, it involves the use of the Vex network and bringing Saint back, and B, the sundial is a very localized effect, typically referred to just affecting Mercury. Otherwise, you can see that the Red Legion are trying to expand on that, but they're having limited success due to our involvement. And therefore, trying to even extend the the Sundial's effects to, say, the Tangled Shore and the Reef in general. Just trying to bring Cade back, it brings a whole lot of extra variables into play, such as what happens to the rest of the events of the Forsaken campaign. Would we end up killing Riven? Would we end up going to the Dreaming City? Would we start the curse cycle? Everything and thereafter. There's a whole rabbit's whole nest of issues to follow there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I always feel like, you know, like, do you ever think about that at this point, since we're putting up those obelisks on, this is maybe a bit of a tangent, we're putting up those obelisks on the other planet, then it seemed kind of shitty to, like, those other timelines and, like, versions of us. Yeah, yeah, we're not helping with that. We're just going to stop it right there. Yeah, you do your own thing. Like, good luck.
And it's worth raising the question of whether or not those additional timelines that are existing due to the Red Legion's reach in those timelines are they actual timelines, or are they just Vex constructs of timelines? The game is kind of loose. The game and its lore are kind of loose with the definition of timelines in that mm-hmm. thought process.
Yeah.
And so it's worth asking the question whether or not we should feel guilty about isolating those timelines and even being concerned about that at all.
I really agree with that. That's a great point. It's an aspect last season. We know that. All right. So in aspect last season, the lore book from doing the seasonal activity, I forget what it was called, but we were fighting the Vex in a sort of horde mode. But yeah, the Vex timelines and you go back to the Ishtar Collective, which we were referencing aspect last season. You go back to the Ishtar Collective, and even before then, they are from they're from a Vex simulation that the real Ishtar Collective pulled out. So these, like, I think it's like 157 copies, like it's a lot, and they're all given, like, personhood, because that's why they decide to rescue them. They're like, I can't really see how this person is less real than me just because they live inside a computer, but they literally, like, think and feel and do everything I would do, like, in that situation. And so that's why they save them. But I think in that journey and mission to give them personhood and sort of, like, blur the lines as to what's real and what's not, I feel like they just use timeline interchangeably, like you were saying, the Biggles. You go mm-hmm. in there and it's just like, oh yeah, dude, we're in so many timelines here inside the Infinite Forest. Are they real timelines, huh? They're just as real as you or me, buddy. So it's a little, it can be a little confusing. One thing I noticed with this season, I will say, is that where we're putting up the obelisks, I think that would be like a real timeline we're worried about, like merging with our own, just because there is no real indication of the Vets network being there.
Sure.
But like the hole in the sky that it's pointing to is pretty wicked too. it's like, what is that? I didn't notice it till I was finishing off the last one, and I guess like no one ever looks up is like a really true statement. But I was just like,
right?
Oh shit. I had no idea. So that's one place I think we can agree on. So the Biggles. So we agree we couldn't bring back Cade because it would cause a lot of problems, but what if, like, we go Mythbusters on it, like, and we're like, no, dude, we're bringing back Cade.
Whether you want it or not, we're bringing back Cade.
Yeah, we've stepped into a Vex network with the Cabal on Mercury. So I would say, at that point, I guess we could do it, but it would just erase a bunch of stuff. Like, we would go back, I mean, we'd be stuck there, number one. We wouldn't be able to, like, pull him back to the present.
Yeah, we'd be creating a parallel timeline where everything would change more than likely, because we wouldn't necessarily have to chase down the Barons. Depending on what happens on the Reef that day when we save Cade, or however we save Cade is up for debate. If we have to go back to a point where Cade was on Mercury, in order to save him. And we obviously don't know in the lore if Kate has actually even been to Mercury. So yeah, it's worth asking that question as well from a standpoint of how we'd rescue him. But if we do rescue him, let's just say that we rescue him the day that that the prison riot happens. And yeah. So we prevent him from going down the hole by himself. We mount a duo of with Cade and defeat all the barons there on the prison.
If we go back, are there two the guardians at that point? Like, do we start high fiving ourselves and just kicking everyone's ass?
Presumably, our guardian from our current timeline ceases to exist somehow. It's a little bit timey wimey in that thought process, but
like in Back to the Future, he just starts fading away. Like,
right,
doesn't exist anymore.
What's happening to me?
Well, what always gets me is it seems like that hurts too somehow. Like, fading, no. Just like getting the fuck out of there. I was reading a thing, not really to do with time travel at all, but I was reading a thing about how often your body replaces its cells.
Okay.
And like after a few years, I don't think you'd have any of the same parts.
Pretty much.
So
yeah.
If you went back in time and it's been like however long, so now you have like you're not the same like material, could you like high five yourself because then there's no worry about like the same object occupying the same space and like popping everything.
It's worth a question.
What if you're an exo? What if your main dude is an exo? Is it just like there's two of you now, groovy? Like let's do this.
To even pile on top of that, you've been resurrected by your ghost X number of times since then, and that would make it even less likely that you're exactly the same person. At least assuming you die. I know I die a bunch, so.
Yeah. I too am no stranger to falling in the varying game modes. It always makes me feel really bad too when you die and the thing that killed you is still like going after your ghost. I was like, "That's no, get out of there! What are you doing? Run away, little buddy! You gotta dodge that. Get out of here!"
Right.
Oh, that's why I am a firm believer. Anyone can hold like options to pull out their map. But real guardians hit start first so they don't expose their ghost. It's actually a little faster to do it that way too, but yeah, I've been saying that the whole time, like, nah, I saw what happened to Cade. He can resurrect me from my backpack. We're not messing with this. I think that's like a really good point. Like basically the entire storyline of Forsaken onward would either be moot or just be like, I don't know, like the wacky races at this point. Just like, it's very violent. I don't know. Man, are we pissed. just going all over the place because we wouldn't have a reason to hunt down the barons. And then we wouldn't, if we didn't have a reason to hunt down the barons, I don't think we'd have much of a reason to track down Aldrin. I mean, maybe like Petra and Cade and Cade 6. Did you read that in the comic? You read the comics?
I haven't read that one yet. I should do that at some point.
It's pretty cool. It's kind of like the opening scene is very like heist movie. Like he's getting people and like they either don't like him or they're like, "You son of a bitch, I'm in." And then they go they're tracking down the barons. They go into that nightclub by Spider's place.
Yep.
Yeah. That is my favorite Lost Sector, by the way.
It's by far the best designed Lost Sector in the game.
Yeah. The Shanks are carrying drinks. They actually have little trays with little beverages on their heads. That's all I'm saying is, like, people want a lot out of this game. I think they really outdid themselves.
The amount of time they must have sunk into that Lost Sector alone is kind of insane.
Oh, it has like...
And it's worth every minute.
It has its own music. It has its own music.
Like, Paul McCartney is singing in that Lost Sector.
Yeah, like, music that is just for that Lost, like, it does not appear anywhere else in the game. But I digress. There's a whole lot I feel like we would be missing out on, especially as a guardian equipment-wise. There's, like, so many... We would have never potentially done Shattered Throne. We would have never potentially done what's the most recent one?
Oh,
The
the Pit of
dungeon.
Heresy.
Yeah, there'd be no reason for it. I don't even know. Like, maybe we'd end up back on the moon to help Eris, but it's like a completely different game now. Or maybe like we, if Cade doesn't die, we don't go on the tirade. So Cade tries to do it himself, and then he dies like another way.
Maybe it's a Final Fantasy sort of, or Final Destination sort of thing. He's gonna die no matter what we do. He's
Ooh.
destined to die.
Well, it'd be interesting too, because I kind of liken the sundials form of time travel to like The Time Machine by H.G. Wells. Like, it doesn't really go anywhere, it stays in the same spot.
If you bring back Cade, you risk a lot more. Cade is obviously, most Guardians miss him, and that's justified. Cade is a legend for good reason. But if we were to take the risk to try and bring him back, we put at risk everything. We put if maybe Riven runs rampant through the Dreaming City, and people start wishing to Riven, and then we end up with everybody and their mother making wishes, and
Oh no.
the monkey's paw sort of thing kicks in, and who knows
Oh
what
dude.
sort of side effects could result from that.
If
It
we
could
do
be
that, I
entirely
don't
devastating.
if we do that, I don't think we'll ever make it off Hawaii. It's just gonna be the tiki idol will get us if we're going to There's also like it doesn't have to be that we go back in time and save Cade to get like a Cade back in the game too. I feel like there's a lot of things we could do without bringing time travel into this. Like I feel like there's I'm not gonna say exactly how because I couldn't tell you for sure. This would be like very spin foily, but like I feel like if and when we ever found the Deep Stone Crypt, we could probably do something.
We could probably bring back a version of Cade, but he probably wouldn't be Arcade. That would be my thought process. He would be either an earlier version before he became a Guardian.
Yeah.
Would be my guess.
Or like Cade
And
Five.
Cade, yeah, I mean,
For example.
he might end up being like a Cade 7 at that point, for all I know. I don't know. We don't know exactly how
Yeah.
bringing back Exos worked, because the info on, as far as I'm aware, the info on the Deep Stone Crypt is
Well,
pretty
and yeah,
sparse.
it's pretty sparse. It was in a couple lore cards in Destiny 1, and then we get into Destiny 2, and we get like I think the only real mention is Cade's stashes after he dies. Is he
Sure.
has that one message to the guys from the Deepstone Crypt, and he's like, "I know what you are, you bastards." And that makes me wonder, is like, you can say all that, but you don't want to tell anybody how like what terrible stuff they're doing, like and how
Right?
and you're just gonna know about it and be dead and leave them like a threatening message. That's just me.
Pretty much.
But yeah, and then there's also like the resets. So yeah, it's just a whole thing. I think like his nature of being a robot. Like, what if we just got enough spare parts to where we could like reset him and like hit reset and just get him back up that way? I don't know. Would he still be a guardian at that point?
Unlikely. From everything I'm aware of, once a guardian dies, has their last death, so to speak, they're unresurrectable. With the exception of Saint and time travel. That's the only one I'm fully aware of
Well,
that.
Saint died, lost his ghost, so we went found his ghost, or like a version of his ghost, and then basically gave it back to him, and that's why he was able to survive. I
And
feel like we,
no, I understand that. Yeah,
yeah.
sorry,
Well,
go ahead.
I feel like that whole mechanic is you know, like when you're playing a boss fight in a game, and you find like a one up, so it's like you doubled your own health bars.
Okay.
I feel like that's like it took them however long to like finally get Saint to where they could kill him, the Vex, like centuries upon centuries. And we just like showed up in the middle of that, be like, "Hey, by the way, dude, here you have an extra guy now. All right, I'm gonna see you in like a few hundred years. This will be really cool. We'll get brunch." That would be my hot take on it. So what let's do final words, 'cause I think we've covered it, and we're starting to We're starting to just talk about all the cool things we like, and we gotta save some for later there, Augustus.
Sure.
All right. So I guess I led, so let's finish with the bagels. Final thoughts.
Okay. I'm leaning towards it being mildly plausible, if only for the reason that if we found some way to manipulate the Vex network, because the Vex, from our previous establishments, they are somewhat capped in their imaginative ways, like they can't simulate a guardian. So what's to say that they can't use their tech to its fullest ability? If we found some way to expand the Vex network to a localized instance on the Tangled Shore, for instance, maybe we find a way to resurrect Cade via that. So it's there is a mildly plausible way that we could possibly come up with to resurrect him via that means or via the Deep Stone Crypt. Although I do not believe that would be Cade as a guardian and would in fact be a earlier version of Cade as we have not met him.
Yeah,
So.
I feel like the whole dream sequence to the Deep Stone Crypt, like, and this isn't like a challenge to the resets. Like, I think the resets Banshee's character has made like very clear that that is definitely a thing, and that it could be anything. I feel like if you're gonna make a robot soldier, like, I feel like you're gonna want to back it up. I feel like there's like some sort of capacity to be like, ooh, yeah, we're gonna need to, because like, the Red Jacks. The Red Jacks all share each other's experiences at the end of the day. That's why like they get better as a unit, and the ones that are there the longest become like even better. Just because they don't like they've had the longest time to like accumulate everyone's battle data. So like if we're doing that and we're making like at a time in the Golden Age we're making all these exos who are like super soldiers. I don't see why we'd keep them at 1-to-1. Like, oh, we've only got 15 people. Let's make them robots. All right, now we got 15 robots. Like, I feel like you're gonna want way more robots. Like, that's all I'm saying. I don't know like how it was ever deployed, if it ever got used, or honestly, like this is just like a an if this then that assumption I'm making. So, you know, take it for what it's worth. But I feel like there's got to be at least a backup somewhere. And who knows how old it is? Since obviously there was the whole collapse of the world. Conjuncting with it. But yeah, that's something I definitely feel like is, if it's going to happen, I think that wouldn't count as resurrecting Cade 6, but it's definitely
Correct.
like I would be super happy to see Nathan Fillion make an appearance again, even if he's just like kind of a jerk about it. I don't know.
Just pops in for like one voice line and is gone.
Oh, that would be funny. That would be very funny. I was thinking more like Cade, like we turn on something and like download a Cade or like whatever the hell whatever the heck we would end up doing, and he just like shows up and he like wants nothing to do with us. I'm like, get away from me! I don't know you. Stranger danger. Where do you? Why are you sparking? Why are you? Is that electricity coming out of you? Like, what is that? What is that? So yeah, I think final word for it on me would be something similar. Like we could maybe jump through a lot of hoops and make something happen, but as far as like what we've been able to do in the game and how we've been able to successfully do things in the game so far, I just don't think it's something we're gonna be able to do. Like we've just come too far.
Yeah, that's fair.
To go back. Yeah. Well, all right. I think that closes out the first topic pretty well. I think we've yeah, aside from Robespierre demanding attention, I think we did a good job covering it and all that. So what say you? Any shout outs, any final thoughts?
Just feel free to, if you happen to listen to this, feel free to give us any feedback you feel like we should have. And if you have any questions, I guess don't be afraid to comment. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Are you on a Twitter or anything?
I am the least social media presenced person out there.
Okay.
I might work on
I can do it.
that,
Well,
but.
you can come hang out with me and my 14 followers. over at this is Red Leader, all one word, leader spelled LITRE. And there's also the podcast has where we'll be throwing this up first. The podcast has at Spinfoil Theory on Twitter, so feel free to visit us there also. So yeah, thank you for joining us. Insert outro music here.
All right. Catch you later.
Bye bye. We can beatbox a theme song. Just be like, all right, well,
Just immediately turn everybody off.
yeah, they'll come in, we'll be like, like, except worse somehow,
Right.
and then we'll go right into like, hi, welcome to the Spinfoil Theory podcast. You've made it through our intro. Now let's get to the good stuff.